Bear Country 95.3, 753, and we're going online with Mick from Montague Webworks. Hey, Mick, what's going on, buddy?
It is still light out.
Yes, it is. Yeah. How are you adjusting to daylight savings?
Oh, I love daylight savings.
I like it. I like it myself, too.
I yearn for it.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, though, they have a hard time adjusting.
I knew a family that, knowing that it was coming, would gradually have their kids go to bed later and later or earlier and earlier.
That's a good idea.
In like 15-minute increments or 10-minute increments leading up to the day. And I was kind of like, it's not really that hard, but I don't know. I guess some people have a serious...
Obviously, it worked for them.
Yeah. It worked for them.
That's a great idea.
That's fine.
I mean, good for those parents, too, for seeing that daylight savings time is, you know, coming up soon and we have to adjust for it.
Maybe what they could do for when school ends is they could gradually reduce the number of hours of the school day in the weeks leading up. No. Anyway, so, hey, it's daylight savings time, and so let's go to a website called timeanddate.com.
Okay. And what are we going to find there, Mick?
This website that's all about time and date. I mean, it's amazing how many articles they have about all different things and how to calculate, and they've got countdowns and what time is it now in this part of the planet. And, you know, some countries aren't, the whole globe isn't cut up into hour chunks. Some, like India, I think, is 30 minutes ahead of us, like 10 and a half hours ahead of us.
It's very confusing.
Yeah, if you look at the time zone maps and go around the world, there are like odd chunks. Some people, like there are a couple of states, I think Arizona.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, does it explain why Arizona and Hawaii, they don't participate?
They don't participate.
They
figure they got enough sun, they don't need to save anything towards it, you know. And,
right.
You know, it's confusing. And there's actually an article a few days ago in our local paper about the fact that a lot of states are now considering why do we still do it? And
yeah.
John Oliver did one last year, like, why is this still a thing? And,
mm-hmm.
and it's true, you know. I mean, why go back and forth? People, you know, have a hard time with sleep and just appointments, and you know, it does. And there are accidents, you know, on when we go back to standard time for like a week after that, more people are hit by cars because they're used to walking out of work and it being daylight and it not, and drivers now driving when it's, you know,
sure,
an hour darker and all that. So I don't like standard time.
Yeah, I got that message.
So so there's a few pages on here. If you go to the website, there's a bunch of links in a black bar, and one of them is time zones. And if you scroll down, it's daylight savings time, and you can read all about it. And there's also a history about it. And actually, this year is the 100th anniversary of Canada and using daylight savings time.
Along with the United States?
Along with the United States, introduced it in 08.
Hmm.
Oh, well, no, that was Canada as well. Anyway.
Get your facts straight,
yeah,
Mick.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's all at the website.
It's all on the website, right. And one last thing, you know, laws are passed sometimes, and you think the daylight savings time has been around for so long, it's been around forever, but no. We had the Uniform Time Act in 1966. Before that, it was just a hodgepodge, and there was no... So the feds came up with, like, these are going to be our time zones.
Exactly.
And boom. And that, you know...
Well, it was probably even more confusing back then.
Yeah. So that's when they finally said, all right, this is the system that we're going to use. And it may change again. So there it is.
Mick from Montague Webworks. What's that website again?
Timeanddate.com.
It's our Montague Webworks website of the week. Do not forget that Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store over at bear953.com. Gift certificates are available from Montague Webworks. What do people do with those gift certificates?
I don't know. Sometimes, I think I've said this before, they put them in the bottom of their birdcage. And you know, they come to me, they hand them to me, and they go... Here you go. Help me out with a new website or cleaning up our old one, or, you know, whatever they need in terms of website help.
There you go. Get that website done at a discount over at Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks are part of our 30% off store at bear953.com. It's 757.